Blog Talk Radio.
Freddie C. Howard here at Housey Internet Radio. Thank you for listening and welcome to Housey Brecken Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy the broadcast.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today,
Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could be with us on Gospel Music today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
All the way from California, it's Crimson River Quartet.
From the National Quartet Convention, I'll be talking to Tim Menzies on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have CDs by Dean Newkirk, Lindsey Graham, and The Sharps.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the Internet reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We were at the North Alabama Quartet Convention. We heard the host group, Living Faith Quartet, sing, and we will have exclusive video on today's program.
And is it a trip back to Memphis for the archives?
Yes, it is. From a couple of years ago, the Inspirations sang at the Memphis Quartet Show. Exclusive video on today's program.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
New Day Christian Distribution has named Anthony Fasello to lead Artist Resource Services to assist artists with design, advertising, and brand identity. The Harper Agency has added The Sound to the company's artist roster. The Sound is Rob Mills and his two sons, Levi and Jacob. Gateway Management has signed the former Dixie Melody Boys band, Jackson Heights, to an exclusive management contract. Jackson Heights has just released a new project entitled This Thing Called Life. Producer and musician Jay DeMarcus has added Jason Crabb to his Red Street Records label. Songgarden Music Group has signed bluegrass gospel band Chosen Road. Their debut Songgarden project is entitled Appalachian Worship. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Cullman, Alabama, to the North Alabama Quartet Convention. And the host group was there one of the nights. I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
There's a banquet set for God's holy kingdom. The most distinguished guest will grace the table fine. This old beggar you now see has been invited, and they're all expecting me to come and dine. Yes, they're looking for me at the royal banquet. They've already set a place for me to dine. Some have already left for the gathering, but they and I'll arrive on Golden Street inside the gate. For this old country boy, there'll be a grand reception, and they're all expecting me. I just can't wait.
They're looking for me at the royal banquet.
They've already set a place for me to
Living Faith Quartet, great singing and a lot of work behind the scenes to host an event like that.
Yes, it was. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Cecil Stringer. Cecil sings with Spoken Four Quartet, and his birthday is January 15.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more singing coming up from Living Faith Quartet, but first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We're at the National Quartet Convention, and I'm here with Lindsey Graham. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you so much.
This is fun.
Oh, you're not kidding. It's just been the best.
Has it been a good week for you?
It has been. This year was the first year that I was invited to sing on main stage.
Oh.
Yes. So last night, actually, Wednesday night, I got to sing one song on the main stage. And would you believe it was right after the Isaacs and right before the Hoppers. So the room was packed.
So we have a new CD. It's called
Yes.
Fill My Soul.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So the heart of this album was the idea of reflective music and kind of quiet time music. I love to journal as part of my spiritual discipline and my walk with the Lord. I'll set my journal out. I'll get my Bible out, and I'll be reading through my scriptures, and maybe something may strike me, and I'll make a note in my journal, or I'll write a quick prayer to the Lord. And what I found is I'm easily distracted. You may find that hard to believe.
Oh. I can't identify with that.
I know it. But when I put on quiet music that's reflective or just instrumental music in the background, it helps just to focus and to center my soul to be still before the Lord. And I thought, how cool would it be to create a CD like that? And so that is the heart of this CD, Still My Soul, Songs for Quiet Moments. There's not a big up and a down. It's just consistent. I actually had a lady talk to me about this tonight for her children. She said they love to listen to music when they go to bed,
yeah,
but sometimes on the radio it's a little peppy tune and it's hard for them to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
And so this is almost like my lullaby CD,
okay,
but it's just a refreshing for the soul.
It is wonderful.
Thank you.
Lindsey, it has been wonderful visiting with you tonight. Thank you,
you
so much for stopping by.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah,
nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Booth Brothers and Jim and Melissa Brady sing in Woodstock, Georgia on February 19. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Crimson River Quartet is a professional and entertaining quartet ministry from Southern California whose members represent many years of gospel music experience. The quartet performs each year for churches and organizations from a wide spectrum of denominational and non-denominational associations. Rick Moore is the group's manager and bass singer. Rick has been involved in the quartet business for 38 years. Greg Brandt was an original member of the group in 1992 and sang baritone throughout the end of 1997. He rejoined the group in March of 2000. Florin Pop joined the group in 2014. He was born in Romania and immigrated to the U.S. when he was 15. You can find out more about this week's feature group at crimsonriver.com.
We have more singing coming up from the North Alabama Quartet Convention. Living Faith Quartet was the host group for that event, and they're up next on Gospel Music Today.
Now put your hands together with us. Yeah.
It only took one drop of blood from the blessed Savior.
It only took one drop of blood to start the healing crimson flow.
With just two sips of my blood to bring the hungry multitude was fed.
It only took one drop of blood to save my soul.
He delivered Daniel in the den of hungry lions. Paul and Silas from the miry pits of prison freed. He took the pledges and went the fire straight up to heaven. But it only took one drop of blood to save my soul.
It only took one drop of blood from the blessed Savior.
It only took
one drop of blood to start the healing crimson flow.
my soul.
Aren't you glad today it just took one drop? Yeah.
Came out of the grave side. The Hebrew children through the fiery flames, his wondrous grace did show. He told old Naaman, wash seven times in the muddy waters, but it only took one drop of blood to save my soul. It only took one drop of blood from the blessed Savior. It only took one drop.
Next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Tim Menzies. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke with Tim Menzies, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, Tim Menzies. And Tim, we want to welcome you to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Ken. It's an honor to be with you.
It's nice to see you. And I have to tell you before we begin, when we got here last year, and I guess you had probably just recently signed with Day Wind at that point, but when we got here last year, that's all we heard. You need to talk to Tim Menzies. You need to see Tim.
Well, that's good.
You have a lot of friends.
Well, thank you.
Among the other artists.
Thank you. I kind of know that, but hearing it from someone who's been hearing it from them is a blessing.
Yeah,
thank you.
It really is. It's true. We want to talk about the new CD, but we're going to go back a little bit because you have a long and interesting career. We'll start with the Menzies family in Nashville.
Yeah.
Just tell me what that was like.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a family band playing country music in Virginia. And we played country music, and so we didn't play churches, and I was unchurched. But I was in love with music, and specifically the mandolin and then the guitar. And so I just kind of grew up with the instruments in my lap and constantly learning. And being in country music, I knew that I wanted to be in Nashville, where that's all done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I graduated from high school early so I could go to Nashville. And I moved there in September of 80, so this month is my 39th year being in Nashville, so I've been there most of my life.
Mm-hmm. And before your first Christian album came out, you had a very strong career in country music.
Yes, sir.
Doing all kinds of things.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I moved there. When I was growing up, it just happened that my music people that I was attracted to, Lefty Frizzell, Merle Haggard, and then James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, they all wrote songs. They wrote the songs they were singing. And so I assumed that if you wanted to have any song to sing, you had to write it. You know, they already heard Mama Tried, you know.
Yeah.
So I always wrote. I just thought it was kind of synonymous. And so when I moved to Nashville with my songs, people liked the songs, and you don't much move there with competitive songs. It's just it's kind of like going. I've never been from college to NFL, but I hear that kind of that jump. That's what happens when you get to Nashville. And so I got a record deal as a singer, and I was not successful, but all of the other singers heard my record and they started recording the songs. And so then I had a very successful songwriting career, and I played guitar on other people's records, like George Jones, Waylon Jennings, people like that, Vern Gosden. And so that was a unexpected blessing, and it was wonderful because I didn't plan to fail as an artist, but when I did and the songwriting took off, I was able to stay home with my family. Mm-hmm. And so I stayed home and wrote songs for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all that leading up to Tim Menzies now at the National Quartet Convention.
Yes, sir.
Daywind Records.
Yes, sir.
That's quite a story.
Yes, sir.
His name is Jesus, the current CD. Tell me about that.
I became a Christian in 91, and the Lord called me to teach Bible studies. And so I was writing country songs in the daytime and teaching the Bible at night, and I absolutely loved it. In 2013, I think it's Ecclesiastes 3, where there's a time to plant and there's a time to reap and there's a time to sow and a time mm-hmm. to tear. In April of 2013, the Lord told me it's time to stop writing country songs. And Ken, I'm still surprised, because that's what I wanted to do my whole life, and I no longer cared about it. And it wasn't a struggle. It wasn't long drawn. It was just like he said, that's it. And I just didn't have any more desire. So I had met Sonia Isaacs about 20-something years ago. She did a secular album for Disney. Disney and my publishing company introduced us to write together, and we became friends. And so when the Lord took me out of writing country songs, I felt compelled to make a Christian album, and I called Ben Isaacs because I knew he was a great producer, mm-hmm. and we did an album, and the Lord had it nominated for a Grammy. And so that's kind of changed everything, and so now I've been in full-time ministry, and my second CD is called His Name is Jesus, and I had met the Daywind folks along the way of that first album, and we worked out a deal where this new album is on Daywind Records, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Well, that is really excellent.
Yes, sir.
On your website, there's a wonderful series of videos, the Word and Song Bible Lessons, and tell me about that. That's
Thank you.
Really great.
Well, looking back, he was preparing me for this ministry. And when I go to churches, of which I went to 91 last year in 2018, I call my presentation The Word and Song. And what has ended up happening is the scripture is the primary reason that I travel. I was transformed in a Bible study. The Lord saved me through studying His Word. And so the scriptures to me are how I get to a song. And I kind of see the songs as almost the parable, like Jesus did, or the application of a scripture. So I share scriptures, and then sometimes personal connections to the scripture or the song, and then do the songs and call it the Word and Song.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Thank you.
Well, Tim, we're glad we had you on Gospel Music today. Thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate the invitation. It's been an honor, sir.
All right. Thank you.
In this month's Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is called A Dynamic Duo About the Webster Brothers. Other articles are about Keith McKinney and Mitchell Wisnant. Margie Tanner's meditation is called How's Your Vision? And it has a statement for all of us. Let us look at the promise, not the problem. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine and these articles at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Southern Plainsmen sing at North Hardin Baptist Church in Silsby, Texas, on January 30 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with Dean Newkirk, and he's from Gastonia, North Carolina. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
We met you yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And enjoyed our time with you.
Indeed.
And you are a minister of music in a church in Gastonia?
I am at a church called New Hope Baptist, not too far from Charlotte.
Okay. And you have a CD. Tell us a little bit about it.
I do. My CD is called Hope Found. It's a debut solo record that I released. And it has 12 songs on it. And I got a chance to work with a lot of talented people. Worked with the late Larry Goss before he died. Did some incredible orchestrations on it. Worked with Michael Sykes, a very talented engineer, and Kevin Ward, and producer. With Kevin and myself, we all four produced it.
Okay. Tell me about some of the songs that are on there.
Well, we got a lot of different kind of flavors on the record. I've got some things that would be Southern gospel, some things that would be have kind of a new country feel. I've got some things that would be there's some big power ballads, of course, with Larry Goss, and he was an incredible string guy, and so there's some great orchestral things there. There's also a song that has the group from Lee University called The Voices of Lee are singing on one of the songs, as well as an a cappella high church type song as well. So black gospel song. I wrote a couple of the songs on there. One's called Draw Me Nearer that I wrote, and then one's called Happy Camper I wrote with Dwight Lyles.
So the ones that you wrote, what was the impetus for writing those songs? What drove you to write those songs?
I think the song Happy Camper was one I've had the idea for a long time. You know, as Christians, really we're just camping out here. We're just here temporarily, and our home is in glory. And one day, when God calls us, we're going to go be with Him. And so, that song was just a song to talk about our time here is just temporary.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me, and thank you for being on Gospel Music
thank
today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys and all that you do for our industry.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Do you want to do that?
It's all right.
A lot of opportunity of silent movies come back.
Yes. Make Quill.
We have a new music video for you today.
From their CD, Legacy, we have The Walkers up next on Gospel Music Today.
When I feel
The Sharps have a new CD called One Day. It's their debut release on Penn Street Records, and it's produced by Michael Sykes and Danny Riley. It features 10 new songs, and their first radio single from the CD is Under the Influence of Mercy. Other songs are Worth It All, and It's In Your Hands. That's One Day by The Sharps. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the inspirations. Let's go back to the archives. I think we're going to Memphis, right?
We are, from 2018, the first year that the quartet show was in the beautiful Cannon Center and the Inspirations sang. We have exclusive concert video up next on Gospel Music Today. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. We love to bring you the latest news of Southern Gospel.
Very good.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could join us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Burning Bridges.
From the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to Jim Brady on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by Master's Voice, Brenda Denny, and Endless Highway.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading the SGN Scoops Digital Magazine.
We were at an excellent concert in Fort Mill, South Carolina. We heard Molded Clay Quartet, and we'll have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And I think, going back to the archives, one of my favorite groups.
We are, from the 2018 Memphis Quartet Show, the Blackwood Brothers exclusive video on today's program.
So let's go.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
WTGN FM 97.7 in Lima, Ohio is marking 25 years of broadcasting for the Country Faith program, and it's hosted by Scott Young. Unity 4 Quartet has added Heath Pinnell from Dry Creek, Mississippi as the new tenor for the group. New music this week, the Crabb Family has released 2020 on Daywind Records. It's their first album in over 8 years. Stowtown Records has released a new recording from the Taylors. Salvation Song is the group's first recording in 2 years. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Fort Mill, South Carolina. We heard a few groups there. One of the groups was Moldy Clay, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Oh, empty and broken, I came back to him, a vessel so unworthy and so scarred with sin. But he did not despair. He started over again. And I blessed the day he didn't throw the clay away. And over and over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor. I am the clay, and molded in his image, he wants me to stay. But when I stumble and I fall and my vessel breaks, he just picks up all the pieces. He doesn't throw my clay away. And over and over he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel.
Enjoyed that evening in Fort Mill, and we had never heard Molded Clay Quartet before. They did an excellent job.
Yes, they did. Who has the birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Shane Roark. Shane is in charge at Chapel Valley Music, and his birthday is January 10th.
Gene has been listening to some new music.
We're at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and I'm here with Brenda Denny from Arkansas. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you guys again.
It has been a long time.
It has. This is my first time at Creekside, too, so I'm so excited to be here this week.
You're going to have a great time.
I know. I'm having a blast already. Just seeing old friends that I haven't seen for a while and seeing you guys, and so it's going to be a great week.
Now, there's a new CD. Tell us about it.
There is. I'm so excited. You know, I went solo at the beginning of the year, and I traveled with Second Generation for 15 years. People know that. And I'm excited about this new season in my life and what God is doing. So I'm really excited. I've got a lot of original songs, so it's going to be some new stuff. And then a couple of old songs that I've put on there that I'm very excited about. tell me of the original songs, which one really speaks to you the most?
There is one called The Altar is the Answer. And I get emotional every time I sing it. So, you know, and what I say is, if these songs bless me, I know they're going to bless other people. And in our today's world that we live in, there's so many hurting people. And, you know, what I try to tell people, if we could just get back to prayer. Prayer is missing from everything. It's missing from our personal lives. It's missing from our homes. It's missing from our church. And so that, I think that song is probably going to be one of my very favorites. The Altar is the Answer.
Of the older songs, what are one of the older songs?
Oh, my goodness. The old one that I put on there is, and I've actually had it on my heart for about a year and a half, and I tried to find a track to it to sing to. Could not find a track anywhere. And I grew up listening to Southern gospel music, and I grew up listening to a group called the Downings. Ann Downing. I love the Downings. And they did a song years ago called It's My Desire. And that song has been in my heart and in my spirit. And so I am redoing it. And that is truly why now I am a soloist out there traveling all the miles by myself. I'm my own roadie now, you know, because it's my desire to live for Jesus. And if I can just lead one person to Christ, that's my desire of what I'm doing. And then I'm really excited about another song, I'll tell you. My sister, Elaine, her husband wrote a song. And it's called Looking for the Blood. And it's a toe-tapping, hand-clapping song, so everybody's going to love it. But I'm so excited about the new project. I can't wait for everybody to get it.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing it, and thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Jim and Melissa Brady and the Booth Brothers at Grace Community Church in Woodstock, Georgia on February 19. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Dean and Anita Asaro both grew up in Southern gospel music as they traveled with their families. In 2006, after some time away from Southern gospel, they formed Burning Bridges Ministry. For the past 12 years, God has opened doors for this group across South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia. With a mixture of singing and preaching, Burning Bridges is excited about what God has done and will do in their ministry. You can find out more about this week's feature group at burningbridgesministry.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Jim Brady. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From our on-the-road studio at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke to an old friend, Jim Brady, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, an old friend, Jim Brady. And Jim, we want to welcome you to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. It's my honor to be here.
It's always good to see you.
Good to see you.
We want to talk about the latest adventures of Jim and Melissa Brady, of course. But first, let's go back a few weeks because we were in the audience way in the back at the Squire Parsons tribute that you produced.
What a night.
And tell me about that. That was just great.
Well, growing up, Squire Parsons was my hero. My parents would take me to see him sing, and I was amazed. He was the first introduction I remember to a singer-songwriter, someone who wrote their own songs and sang them. And as I was about 9 or 10 when I first met Squire, and his music has had such an impact on my life and my ministry. Mm-hmm. And really the reason I wanted to write songs and sing those songs was a big part to Squire Parsons. And so he's always been an inspiration to me. And when he had his health issues back in December, it took him off the road abruptly. You know, he hadn't planned on it, but it forced him into retirement.
Yeah.
And so he was recovering from heart surgery, and I just had been hearing from some people that he might have needed some encouragement, as well as maybe a little bit of help during the transition. So I started calling a few friends and said, hey, why don't we honor Squire? He's honored us with his songs for so many years. Let's honor him, and let's just give back a little to him. And just like the family of God, the artists said, hey, whatever you need, we're there. The Booth Brothers showed up, Greater Vision, The Kingsmen, Legacy 5, Gold City, Arthur Rice, Melissa and I were there, Tribute Quartet was there. And I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but everybody that showed up were just fantastic. They love Squire, and they love his music, and so they wanted to honor him and bless him. And so we worked hard, promoted the date, and then God showed up and took over, because it was beyond what we could have produced.
Yeah.
It was a sellout. About 3 weeks before the concert, it sold out.
Yeah.
And we could have sold a few more hundred tickets. And I think that just speaks well of the family of God. When someone is in need, the family of God comes together and we help one another. And Squire loved the night. He sent me a text. He said, I still haven't come down from this wonderful mountaintop that the night was. And it was precious. The whole night ended with us singing, as you know, Beulah Land with Squire.
Yeah.
And that was just an epic moment for me to get to stand on stage with my hero and sing his most loved song, Beulah Land.
Yeah.
It was just a little taste of heaven, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
He's written so many songs that are just all-time classics, one in a million songs. You know, it's
he just
amazing.
Knows how to do that. God has given him a special gift. And, you know, different writers have a classic or two, you know, a popular song or two. You know, I write, so I understand that some songs are more popular than others.
Mm-hmm.
He has so many.
Yeah.
I mean, he has one after another that's classic and memorable and popular and just wonderful. So I'm a huge fan of Squire, and I love him, and he's a mentor to me and a hero, and what an honor to get to bless him that night. He's a living legend. He really is.
Yeah, it was a great night. Jim and Melissa have a current CD that has been upgraded now into something really amazing.
We're excited. We have the project was released last year called Hope Keeps Writing a Song with our former member, and when he decided to leave, the project was only a month old. So we decided, hey, you know what, we've got to sing these songs. The project, people were loving it. The songs were wonderful in concert. So we said, we want to go back in and redo the project and keep this project, because we worked for 2 years to produce this project. And so we went back in the studio and re-sang the songs and remixed the album, and then added a bonus track, which is very, very special to us, because it was arranged years ago. We've never released it, but we arranged it years ago by the late Larry Goss. Larry did a wonderful arrangement for us of All Is Well, which was written by Melissa, that was made popular by the Whistons. And we took the hymn It Is Well and put it together, and it's a great medley. But Larry produced that for us years ago, and we never had a place to put it. And so the legendary Larry Goss, did that for us, and it was just laying there ready to be released. And so it was perfect timing for us. We added that as a bonus track, and it's epic. People are just loving that track. And then we also added the Gaither Vocal Band on another track. We got Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band, and we sing together on this project. And so there's a lot of little special moments that even if people have heard the original release, the deluxe edition has so many other things that we're excited about. So that's brand new, just came out.
Yeah.
And the current single from the project is a song called Follow Me to the Cross, which is a powerful song that Melissa wrote and sings. And so we're really excited about the song. Great response already from folks.
Yeah. So. Two great writers and two great singers and two wonderful couple.
We're blessed. We're having the time of our life, and we're really blessed. So
thank you
for that.
We are at the National Quartet Convention. We don't know when this interview will be on the air, but part of the week is a Booth Brothers reunion, and that's where we first met you, with the Booth Brothers. That's going to be exciting.
I'm really excited about that. Their 30-year reunion is this year, and so I'm going to be part of the showcase. They're bringing back former members Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. Their dad, Ron Sr., will be here singing with them. And then, of course, I'll be able to do a set with them, and I can't wait. Those guys are like brothers to me.
Yeah.
Spent almost 13 years with them, and it was a wonderful time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know what, they're not blood, but they're brothers.
Yeah.
And they're great brothers in the Lord. And so I love those guys, and we had such a chemistry together all those years. And I'd still be with them if my wife didn't sing and God didn't lead me to this new ministry, because I love them that much. I could have retired with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I love those guys and how we fit together. So this is a real highlight for me, and I think it's going to be a highlight for all of our friends and the fans that are here to get to hear us for the first time in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
First time together again. So I'm excited. I can't wait. We don't even know what's going to happen. Believe me, we're still trying to figure out what songs to sing, and they're sending me different songs here and there. So people don't want to miss it. It's going to be spectacular.
So. Yeah, well, that'll be something to look forward to. Well, Jim, it's always good to see you, and we want to thank you for being with us on Gospel Music today.
It's our honor. Thank you so much.
All right.
SGN Scoop's digital magazine for this month has the Mark Trammell Quartet as the cover story, and the article is called God Will Provide. Other features in the magazine this month are about Jeff and Sherry Easter, Faith Lore, and Rhonda Vincent. You can find a link to SGN Scoop's digital magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Pine Ridge Boys will sing at Grace Missionary Methodist Church in Forest City, North Carolina, on January 23 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Solace is a new CD by Master's Voice. It was produced by Jeff Collins, and there's 12 great songs about finding comfort in God's promises. The first radio single from the CD is He's Coming Back. And other songs are The Things Only God Can Do and Thinking Outside the Grave. I like the song Let Us Not Grow Weary. That's Solace by Master's Voice. We have a new music video coming up.
Yes, we do. This is a duet known as Jonathan and John Gideon. The song is entitled Pray, written by Jerry Sullivan and Marty Stewart from their new album, The Greatest Story. That's up next on Gospel Music Today.
When your way is dark, no
Endless Highway has a new CD, and it's called Countless. It was produced by Jeff Collins, and in addition to the title song, there is Keep Looking Up Until They Come Home. My favorite on the CD is Somebody's World Changed Today. That's Countless by Endless Highway. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Blackwood Brothers. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. This is from the 2018 Memphis Quartet Show. We heard the Blackwood Brothers sing, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
From Memphis, Tennessee, the Blackwood Brothers. Make them welcome.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
How the people would sing. It would make the rafters ring
at that old
country church. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful, beautiful river? Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down.
It came down.
The children would smile as they shouted down the aisle
of that old,
country church.
Then on Sunday I see
all my friends giving me
at that old, country church. When it
came time for prayer, everybody would be there
at that old,
country church.
Leaning, yes, leaning
safe and secure from all alarm.
Have gone by, and so many have died
at that old
country church. But they're
on the other shore, where they'll sing forevermore as they need at that old country church.
Well, I'm reading,
oh, I'm reading,
my love divine,
my love divine.
I think we are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
Yes, we are, but we thank you for being with us for the last 30 minutes, and we just want to send a welcome out to all of our new television stations that are carrying Gospel Music Today.
Very nice.
We'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, K.
Ken and...
This is Ken Grady, co-host of Gospel Music Today, and we're honored to be part of the Gospel Music programming brought to you by House C Productions Gospel. Check out Gospel Music Today for the latest news, guests, concert updates, and exclusive live gospel concerts from the world of Southern Gospel. House C Productions Gospel and Gospel Music Today, bringing families, communities, and churches together.
Country gospel music here on House C Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue down south. This is Ken and Gene Grady, Gospel Music Today for the June the 19th. We hope you enjoy it. About 28 minutes of good gospel music. Enjoy. Watch Gospel Music Today on your computer at www.gospelmusictoday.com. That is Gospel Music Today. Coming your way right here on House of Rock Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Ken and Gene Grady, Gospel Music Today.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could join us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From right here in South Carolina, it's the Believers Quartet.
I'll be talking to the Inspirations on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
A new CD by Bob Sellers.
And you've been reading.
I've been out reading, singing news.
From Inman, South Carolina, we have exclusive video of the Inspirations on today's program.
And the archives.
From a few years ago, exclusive concert video of the Wanda Mountain Boys. That's on today's show, too.
So let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Victoria Bolin is the newest member of Crossroads Artists 11th Hour. 11th Hour is now Amber Epinette Saunders, Logan Smith, and Victoria Bolin. Following the retirement of their longtime booking agent, Faye Shedd, Greater Vision has signed with the Harper Agency. Billy Walker, working with Godsey Media Management, Mansion Entertainment, and Hey Y'all Media, is releasing his first solo single. Come Along With Me was written by Billy's mom, Geneva Walker. The new group, Red Letter Edition, will focus on music and video for social media and streaming platforms with limited concert appearances featuring a live band. Red Letter Edition is Jeremy Peace, Marcus Faulkner, Anthony Patton, and Keith Plott. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady, January the 24th, 2021. Enjoy.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could be with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
All the way from Kentucky, it's the Bakers.
From the Brumley Gospel Sing a couple of years ago, I will be speaking to Southern Gospel legend Ed O'Neill on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, the new CD by the Jay Humphries Trio.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, we saw the original Dove Brothers. We had the Gospel Music Today cameras ready, and we will have exclusive video on today's program.
And I bet we're not going too far for the archives.
No, we are not. From the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina, we saw Charlie Griffin, and we have exclusive concert video on today's program.
There's a lot going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Kingdom Heirs tenor Jerry Martin has resigned. He joined the Kingdom Heirs in 2011, and in 2018 he opened Martin's Vocal Academy, which will now be opening on a full-time basis with Jerry in a teaching and coaching role. Daywind Records has released a new album marking 30 years of Greater Vision's ministry. The project features 8 reimagined versions of Greater Vision classics. Congratulations to SGN Scoops publisher Rob Patz and Southern Gospel artist
actress Kristen Stanton as they announced their engagement. The Guardian's John Darren Rousey has received a GMA Dove Award for his work on the musical of the year, Messiah Overcame. That's a look at some of the happenings of the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show. Now, that was in 2019 because there wasn't one in 2020. We're hoping there's going to be one in 2021. But in 2019, the original Dove Brothers were there, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
time you get away.
original Dove Brothers Quartet, and they had that concert hall bouncing up and down that night. It was really great. And we always look forward to the Memphis Quartet show.
Yes, we do. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Kyle Petty. Kyle sang for many years with the Gann Brothers. His birthday is January 27.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up in today's program. But first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Sing About Going Home is a new CD by the Jay Humphries Trio. It was produced by James Michael Rainey, and some of the songs are by a couple of my favorite writers, Kyla Rowland and Conrad Cook. The CD opens with the title song and also has the songs Naaman and Jesus is in the House. Two songs on the CD are sung by their children, and that's Sing About Going Home by the Jay Humphries Trio.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts brings the King's Heralds Quartet to Stanley, North Carolina on February 13. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Bakers are based out of a small town called Means, Kentucky, and they are no strangers to Southern gospel music. Charlotte began singing gospel music with her parents, Wayne and Gail Sons, at the age of 12. They were known then as the Sons family and traveled across their home state and surrounding states singing at churches and revivals. Charlotte married her husband Eric in 1991, and they continued traveling with the family group. In 2001, they soon gained the attention of Nashville producer Eddie Crook. While under Eddie's record label, Cross and Crown, they released several top charting songs and were nominated for fan-based awards such as Singing News Magazine's Fan Awards and the Diamond Awards. Now, with the addition of their daughter Abby and their son Austin, they are carrying on the family tradition of gospel music as the Bakers. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thebakersmusic.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Ed O'Neill. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From backstage at the Brumley Gospel Sing a couple of years ago, we spoke to Ed O'Neill of the Dixie Melody Boys, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are backstage at the Brumley Gospel Sing, the Mabee Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. With me, a gospel music legend, member of the Hall of Fame, Ed O'Neill. And Ed, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you very much.
You are looking pretty good.
I feel pretty good. A little rundown once in a while and little extra things happen, but
yeah,
nothing to keep you from going.
That's right. What was the first appearance, the first time on stage with the Dixie Melody Boys?
I remember it just like it was yesterday because it was so unusual. It was a little place down in eastern North Carolina, and I can't think of the name of the little town because it's not on the main route. Askeyville, that's what it was. And I never, you know, we didn't have a bus. My little group didn't have a bus before then. So, lo and behold, they say, you're going to drive tonight. I said, I never drove a bus before, so you will tonight. So I drove to Askeyville, and we got there at a little place they called a Civic Center. It was small, but it was packed at 4 o'clock. I was excited. And I said, man, this is something I had never seen before. So they started setting up speakers in the windows. And I said, what are we doing this for? He said, well, you can't get them all in here. They'll be hard to be full. We want to enjoy it. And we got through that one with my excitement. I hardly remember it because I was so excited on stage. And them boys can sing, you know. And they put me in the bus again, and we had to be in up above Washington, D.C. the next day in Aberdeen, I think, Maryland. And I wasn't used to driving. I thought that I'd ever been that way. But they said, you get on 495 and you get off 95 and you don't give me directions. And not far. So I drove and I drove and I drove and I drove. And over an hour, I said, man, something's wrong. By that time, I saw a sign that said, welcome to Virginia. I'd been all the way around D.C. and starting off again. That was my beginning.
Yeah. Frequently hear people talk about Ed O'Neill University, and we understand what that is. You've had more than 80 graduates from Ed O'Neill University.
Yeah.
you find young guys and you bring them into the quartet, and some of them go on to do their own thing. Some of them go on to churches. What do you look for when it's time to get a new guy?
At the time, I would look in young guys because of the economics of it. You know, they don't require as much money as a man married with kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're fresh. If they got talent, they can, oh, it's just special. And main thing I look for, I don't set up a sound system or anything when I'm trying out a guy. And it surprises them. I said, I want to hear the voice. Mm. I want to hear if you've got emotion in your voice, you know, because that's what moves people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people can, you know, get the words and sing a song, but it don't mean anything because they don't have that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I look for. And, you know, every guy that's ever been in the group, I can't think of one that left under circumstances where we couldn't be friends and love one another. And that was special to me. I wanted to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they call me now, you know, how you doing, old man, you know, and that pleases me.
Mm-hmm.
But the T-shirt thing, Rodney Griffin came up with that university thing.
Really?
He said he told somebody one night he learned more on Ed's bus than he did in 4 years of college.
Yeah.
And he said, so we're calling this bus Ed O'Neill University. And so made a T-shirt. Well, it went years and they give out, and it went years didn't get any. But a little over a month ago, Josh said, let's get some more of those. I'm getting a lot of talk about it. So we got a new design put on one, and we got to order them in 12 dozen. That's gross, what I usually order. And they were gone in less than 3 weeks.
Is that right?
I said, maybe we better order another gross.
Yeah, go ahead.
But people just, I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah. One of your graduates, McCray Dove.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a series of concerts with his group now.
McCray and I have never lost that closeness. He calls me, or I call him at least once or twice a week, just talk about different things. In fact, talked to him this afternoon. And that, together again, tour that we're doing is really successful. We're not doing that much because I've got to do what I've got to do.
Yeah.
But we're doing it tomorrow in Renfro Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a few that was really interesting. They don't want you to quit. It's nostalgia.
Yeah.
People love that.
Yeah.
It's almost like Gerald Wolfe stealing my idea about him singing. Talked to him one night. I said, you know what? I believe 90% of the people who come and buy a ticket to be in a concert love to sing.
Yeah. I bet that's
right. And they do.
Yeah.
And what I see on videos, big mammoth churches full of, and Gerald up there doing that. He's my buddy, though. I love him. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he is. And those have been very successful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. CD by the Dixie Melody Boys, Revived, is that the current
one? That's the newest one. I hadn't done one yet.
Yeah.
Sales are kind of slow, you know, on the music part. It really is. And I'm trying to think how to handle it.
Yeah. Well, if you find a way, I think a lot of people will want to know what it is.
GM's got to find a way.
Yeah.
They can get out of that CD in a car and put a what do you call it, download a little stick in there.
And
play all they want to.
I heard it was the 2018 cars, a lot of them are not going to have CD players.
Yeah. Don't need them.
Yeah, that's right. Times have changed. Well, Ed, it's always good to see you, and
we
want to thank you for being on Gospel Music
My
today.
Pleasure. Always glad to be around.
Thank
you very much.
Hello, friends. Rodney Griffin here with Greater Vision, and you're watching Gospel Music Today. Stay tuned.
In this month's edition of the Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about Greater Vision, and it's called Behind the Vision. It's a great article about their 30 years of ministry and about their wives who are behind the vision. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Jim and Melissa Brady will sing at Grace Community Church in Woodstock, Georgia on January 30 at 1:30 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new music video coming up.
Yes, we do. These are the Millers from Winchester, Virginia. The song is What He's Done Lately. It's from their DVD called The Millers' Faith. The Millers are up next on Gospel Music Today.
I remember Jesus walked upon the water. I know that he gave sight back to the blind. How one day on a hill he fed 5,000. I'm
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Charlie Griffin. For the archives today, we're going up the road.
You are correct. We are going to Stanley, North Carolina. The Lowesville Gospel Concerts had Charlie Griffin singing, and we have that exclusive video up next on Gospel Music Today.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Come on, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Come on, church. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Why don't you call him up?
I said,
call him up.
I said,
tell him what you want. Come on and call him up.
I said,
call him up.
I said,
tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
I like this verse.
His line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Well, his line is never busy. Tell him what you want. His line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him. Tell him what you want, will. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Come on, church, sing it with
me. Oh, call him up.
I said,
call him up.
I said,
tell him what you want. Come on and call him up.
I said,
call him up.
I said,
tell him what you want. Come on.
We love to hear Charlie Griffin sing. We enjoy the Lowesville Gospel Concert, and Charlie does an incredible amount of work for groups and artists in the area also. I think we're out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. And even though some of us can't get out as much as we want to, remember, out on our website, gospelmusictoday.com, there's an archive section. You can go back and look at some of the previous shows and enjoy each one of them.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.